You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
I'm hopeful, regardless of the outcome. Boost the positive energy without one. Sorry about the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meal. I piss them off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators, I know how Mowgli feels. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers eating fresh rugs. Call me private.
Oh, yeah, welcome to the next live episode of the Permaculture Pimpcast. This is episode 264. And what you gonna do? I got a pocket constitution and my homeboys do too. So this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Turn that simp into a pimp. Bam! Living Soil Foundation. Okay, we just started that the other day because we have got to pay for testing. We've got to pay for materials. We've got to pay for a lot of stuff. And my last name ain't Rockefeller. So, yeah, if you can break bread, I won't fake dead. As a ghetto philosopher once said before, I'm not gonna fool around here because I don't have a whole lot of time with my guests, y'all. And Michelle told me before we went live here, she says, "Whatever you do, do not allow these guys to get away without telling everybody where they can go to get their stuff." Because I'll be honest with y'all, and all the time I've been podcasting, doing radio, I've never had a bigger outreach of people being absolutely furious with me because YouTube cut the feed to Dr. Will the last time we were on. We never got into solutions with him and Pat. And honestly, on the back end, it's probably a good thing because now we can dedicate an entire show. Denise from Renewed Homestead just added it to the chat where, well, no, she added my Gibbs and Go to the chat. But she's also going to add to the chat where you can go to get some of this stuff. But hey, before we get into it, remember, March 18th through the 22nd, Shalom Temple is going to be doing that five-day immersion event. There's going to be a lot of rock stars in the health community over there, and you're going to want to check this out. Also, May 2nd through the 4th, mountainreadiness.com. You want to go check that out because they're going to have a festival over there. I'm going to be teaching. And a number of others out there. There's a lot of special operators out there, too. I'm talking things like Green Berets, Special Forces. Hey, by the way, when people say Special Forces, there's only one Special Forces, y'all. That's the Green Beret. They use that interchangeably. These other people are Special Ops, but they're not Special Forces. There's only one Special Forces. That's Green Berets. So there's going to be a lot of people out there, and I'm going to be the low man on the totem pole because I'm your token sapper. So, yeah, go check them out, too. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to bring on the guest right now because, like I said, you people about scalped me because we never got into it, and this is the most important thing. Dr. Will, I'm not able to unmute you for some reason. There you go.
No, all right. I'm good. I got it.
All right, cool. So for all the people that are new to this chat, because this is going to go far and wide, and we got record numbers tuning in to the audio-only podcast, so we'll leave the links for everything down below, whether it's in the audio-only where you can listen to all, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And obviously we're live here on YouTube as well. So folks, just keep in mind before we get into it, we're going to have to cloak some things we talk about. We can't talk about cures, even though it might very well be. We can't talk about certain things in any kind of real specificity. Otherwise they will cut the feed and I'll get my second strike on YouTube. So I want to thank everybody for being in. So for those that don't know, I'm here live with Pat Miletich, former UFC world champion, former he's a current UFC Hall of Famer, and is probably, there was a time where he had basically, honestly, back in the day when I was actually watching fighting is back in his heyday, and I would say that he had something of a dynasty at the UFC with all of his fighters at the time. It was like every time you turned around, it was one of his fighters that were at the top. We're going to find out why today. And then also we have Dr. Will over there looking like he's as cold as all get out right now. Dr. Will, are you outside?
I am. I'm in Mississippi here, and it's a nice evening.
Oh, okay. It looked like you were huddled up there, man. All right, so you look better. I didn't know if you were by the fire or what was going on, but you look kind of cold to me. So anyway, folks, Dr. Will and Pat both work together, and we're going to talk about solutions tonight. Everybody knows that we are in a friggin' toxic dump, and we just had another bombshell just fall into our laps today. Hold steady. We're going to First of all, I got to get advised with Pat and Dr. Will before I actually release this information. But another, you think the stuff we had before was a bombshell? Well, you're gonna be really interested with some of the collusion that we just discovered regarding the media and some of these NGOs that are around here. And you know, people like Ann Vanderstill, she's on top of it. She's over here. Pat made all that possible. And we're gonna be dropping some tactical nukes in the coming days, y'all. So right now, this whole week is basically all about health. So,
Ann Vandersteel should be ready to jump on here pretty soon, shouldn't she?
I didn't send her a link, but yeah, I'm going to ask a question, and then I am going to send this link over to Ann if she's listening right now. So this is probably not the best thing to do in radio right now for me to.
Sorry to throw a wrench in your works, Billy.
No. It's not a wrench at all. It's actually a wonderful thing. I'd love to have Ann on. I was planning on interviewing her on Friday.
Okay.
But hey, the more the merrier. But yeah, we're going to be dropping some tactical nukes on this program. But right off the bat, Pat, why don't you give everybody, while I'm getting Ann lined up here, why don't you tell everybody, first of all, how is it you had this dynasty in the UFC for as long as you had? Because all the young people in the audience know who you are, and all the old ladies in the audience, for some reason, want to have Will's love child. So I don't know what's going on around here. We need you too, man. We got all the demographics covered. I guess the macho men like me. So with that said, I'm going to let you take it away, bro, while I get Ann on.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's a combination of work ethic, blue-collar agriculture mentality, farm kids and small town guys that grew up wrestling, that work ethic combined with, really good natural supplements with, the ability to work them harder than, other human beings could be worked. We could hit it a lot harder every day because they were recovering because of the nutrients that they had in their bodies and they responded. I mean, and the people that couldn't handle it left, and the guys that could stuck around. And generally that was the guys out of 12 world champions. All of them were on our kind of the protocol, and the vast majority of the 95 pay-per-view athletes were as well. I mean, there was a few in there that were probably not, but the vast majority were putting high grade substances into their bodies that were not created in a laboratory that allowed them to create higher cellular oxygen levels and, all the above. They weren't building up lactic acid. They weren't sore the next day. And their cells were being cleaned out on a daily basis. And they were machines. They turned into machines. That's the way it's supposed to be done, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Will, through your testing, through the testing that we paid for, and through the testing that Bear Independent paid for, we basically proved that this place, the entire freaking region, is toxic. And I think you've confirmed that. I remember you said you did it from one means, and then you came here, had to have boots on the ground to actually confirm this. And when you did, I was there with you, well, at least at one location, and it was absolutely awful. Do you recall, I know that you're going at 100 miles a minute right now. Do you recall exactly any kind of specificity as far as what we're dealing with or the numbers?
Oh, yeah. We're dealing with conditions like inside a lead acid battery. Really. Remember we compared on that second stop where we met you. We literally went side by side with a battery, and it was worse than inside of an acid battery. That's the environment. That's the environment we're dealing with out in the along the water. Now the drinking water is almost as bad as that. It's a little bit better, but it's still bad.
No, it's beyond imagining right now. And we have NGOs, we have so-called, we have the media. I mean, I'm sure this shouldn't be a surprise to everybody else out there, but by and large, look, the media is in lockstep with some of these citizens groups, let's call them that. And we're about to drop a manhole cover on the heads of all these people because we got the proof that they've been lying. And the testing is going to prove it. And in fact, I can't even believe we actually got our hands on this stuff. And by the way, I'm not sure. I think there may be some miscommunication. I'm not sure. And unless you're texting her, Pat, I'm not sure. And we're going to be I'm not sure she's going to be on tonight.
Okay, no stress. Yeah,
if she is, I mean, that's cool too. But she's for those that don't know, Ann Vandersteel, she's probably going to be on with me Friday, maybe up here in Billy's Jungle Palace of Love, up here in this studio where Dr. Will was that time. If she can come here and be live, because she's going to be in North Carolina. Remember, folks, she was the one that dropped that story that got, I can't even believe the national media even covered, of all the FEMA camps that were being installed right here in North Carolina. So that's one of the claims to fame, and she does a lot of excellent work. So want to give a shout out to CL out there for putting us on her radar. So, man, there's so many wonderful people out here doing fantastic things. Dr. Will, so many people out here, they were freaked out when we did that episode where we talked about what exactly was going on and how bad it is. And man, they wanted to tar and feather me because they cut your feet and we never got a chance to get into solutions. Now, when people hear there's radiation, there's this chemical, there's that barium, strontium, all the other things that were super, super, super high, so high that Dane Wigington said he's never seen anything like it. People seem to think that that's a death sentence or they can't do anything about it. Is that in fact the case?
If you don't do something about it, that is the case. There is help and solutions for ourselves. Yes, absolutely, there is.
Well, that brings us. I mean, because I'm
I got a beef with you though, Billy, because ever since they cut my feed, I'm not able to get in on YouTube anymore either, on my phone or my computer. I'd like to know, there's something interesting going on. So ever since that the other night.
Funny you mentioned that, because I had an intrepid reporter out in Middle Tennessee. Here's the crazy thing about this. Check this out. So I posted that short you and I did on Instagram. And from that day on, I have been absolutely unable to access my own Instagram account, even though I can post there. I can see everybody else's stuff, but I can't even see my own account on any device that is mine. If I use someone else's device, I can see that stuff. And so this reporter that I spoke to the other day said, yeah, same exact thing happened to Dr. Naomi Wolf. And she had to hire hackers and spent apparently a lot of money to be able to do that. So they're messing with us 30 ways to Sunday. And that basically tells me, along with some of the bribes, which Pat doesn't yet know about, some of the bribes that are coming my way of people wanting to throw massive amounts of money at me to get me to shut up all of a sudden. And they haven't yet. Yeah, I haven't told everybody about this, but basically little quiet backdoor deals that people are trying to make with me to get me to shut up. So I know we're over the target, but what they don't realize is I'm the kind of guy, the highlight of my day, and the longtime listeners here know this, the highlight of every day I have is moving my animals around, seeing, improving my pastures. I already live the life I want. More money is not going to make a difference for me. So by these bribes that they're coming up with, and folks, if you only knew, Dr. Will knows part of it, but Pat, I haven't had a chance. We just linked up right before we went live, but I haven't had a chance to tell him what just happened today. But I'm convinced that it was a very not so subtle bribe. Like, yeah, you're working with these guys, but if you work with us, we'll give you, you know, lots and lots and lot more money than you can spend. Well, guess what? I live here and I ain't for sale. Yeah. So I'll just leave that right there. But back to your point, Dr. Will. The bottom line is that they're fooling with us, and that tells me that we got to be doing good work. So we'll just hope and pray that the good Lord puts his hedge of protection around us, because it sure is curious. As soon as we started talking about solutions, all of a sudden the feed got cut. So, I'm going to own that. And, I don't know what I can do to make it up to you, but I got a number of citizens over here that's been wanting to link up with you. Maybe maybe that'll make
it. Well, and that's the thing is not what you're love you. Everything you're alluding to, Billy, is kind of important. As you know, Jeff Wilson and I from our old podcast got demonetized 10 years ago off YouTube. We got, you know, I've been kicked off so many social media platforms and had to go back in and figure things out and do all the, I mean, it's ridiculous on X or Twitter. You know, I would get up to 50,000 followers. They'd knock me back to 20 or 30 dozens of times. You know, it's just gone on and on for years and years. And ultimately, at some point, people have to say to themselves, the truth is the truth. I mean, we speak the truth, and we want good things for everyone's kids. And that's really what this comes down to. That's all.
Well, I mean, Pat, when you get down to brass tacks on a lot of this stuff, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm sure other people would say, yeah, I'd jump up, you know, yeah, I'm a busted farmer, man. I'll jump through any hoop you want. And so what do? I go out here and I, you know, sell my soul for 20 pieces of silver. No, homie, don't roll that way. And I know you guys don't either. And I'm, you know, that's why I'm just so overjoyed to be able to link up with you guys and be able to provide some serious solutions. So why don't we jump right into them? And folks, if you got any questions, please put them in all caps, but you might want to hear the presentation first before you get into that sort of thing. So Dr. Will, when you were here, Pat had to beat me over the head, not literally, but he's like, hey, dude, you're taking what Dr. Will gave you. And I'm like, well, no, not yet, man. I'm in the middle of, and he kind of got a little frustrated. He's like, dude, what's the matter with you? You know, you're in the middle of that place. You need to take this stuff. And I'm like, okay, you know, hey, I don't want to be put through a 5-minute flurry of fists. So when Pat Militich says you got to do something, I'm probably going to pay attention. So, you know, you got me straightened up. Had a little bit of a unexpected glitch there, which, you know, nobody told me about, but maybe we could talk about that in a minute. But you guys basically, you have things that'll help chelate this stuff. I mean, and maybe I'm using the wrong terms, but am I wrong to say that what you have, number one, it's a simple protocol. Any monkey could do it. It's not like take this, take 15,000 different things. You do have a way to get this stuff out of people. Am I right, Dr. Will?
That's correct. So I like to look at things like we're a tool provider, because the body, most people's bodies are so malnutritioned that they don't have the ability to basically detox or chelate the junk out. So, because in today's world, you cannot eat and expect yourself to be healthy. It's impossible. And so I know you've covered that on other shows and stuff. So, but when you do put the high vitality recognizable ingredients into the body, the body for the most part will easily do the cleaning and repair on its own if it has the tools. Just like any good mechanic, you cannot fix on a car unless you have the right tools that the car needs. And so that's the way I like to look at this. And so when with our technology, we've been able to find the elements, the tools that the body recognizes as high vitality food. And when you add that to the body then can do amazing things.
Pat, what would you add? Excuse me. What would you add to that? Because as I understand it, part of the protocol for you being able to turn these fighters into the monsters they became, might have had a little something to do with some of this stuff. Am I right?
Sure. Yeah. The concepts and the understanding of, you know, for instance, think about it this way. Today in America, 95% of all of our food is grown with synthetic inputs, right? So conversely, only 5% of all supplements on the market are of organic, natural sources, right? Everything else is lab-created synthetic vitamins and inorganic sources of minerals, or the best way to put it is you can't fix synthetic and heavy metal caused issues with more synthetic chemicals and heavy metals, right? You just, you can't do it. And so you have to find the sources of these. Look, there's some incredible growers out there still that are using no synthetic inputs. They're growing naturally. They're doing a great job. You're one of them. Yes, Billy. And there's guys out there that are growing very high grade organic berries and fruits and things like that. Those are the things when they talk about the, you know, the old saying, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. That's for real, right? That's a real statement, but that's only 5% of the entire nation of the United States now. So how do you find it? Where do you go? Well, there's sources also in the ground, underground. There's unique places where you have to go and you have to find and seek these type of nutrients. And what Will can elaborate on in terms of probiotics, real probiotics, that are going to monitor the organic human system for these types of toxins that we're talking about in our environment as well.
Dr. Will, you basically got me on a very simple protocol. These people are going to eat my lunch if we don't get down to brass tacks on this, because they're asking, where do they buy it? How do they get it? I mean, we got it right there on the screen, y'all. And for those that are listening, www.mineralking.life. Okay, there's a website there, but how do they know what to get if they find themselves like through Tennessee? I mean, just in this region of the country where everybody's been absolutely smashed with all this junk that's flying around. We basically went without rain for, I don't know, 45 days after this thing, so there was dust everywhere. And people are probably, you know, messed up from the feet up. And so they're going to wonder, you know, what we probably ought to cover that, and then we can circle back to some of the other things and some of the questions they have. But what products would they need to order?
There's a package there called the Regeneration Kit that has the humic and fulvic acids, the probiotics, and the methylene blue. That's the kit there. That's the quick and dirty of it. We've talked about the humic and fulvic, the mineral side of that. And then the probiotic Pat was alluding to, there's over 125 strains in there, and those organisms are not lab created. Those are natural. I just discovered not that long ago, like at Acres USA, they're actually promoting, and you know, Acres USA is the oldest organic conference and magazine and whatnot. You know, they started that back what, in the 60s or 70s or something, Billy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're promoting sustainability and regeneration using genetically modified, enhanced organisms, if you can believe that one or not. So these are not those. These are soil organisms that have been collected naturally. And then my mentors have figured out how to have them reproduce naturally. And then in a stable form that is, and again, we've got the documentation, Pat has, I don't know if he shared that with you, where we've been eliminating, transmuting, taking these PFOSs. Is that, did I say that correct?
PFOS, yeah, yeah, or forever chemicals that they say that,
yeah,
the forever chemicals that they say nobody can do anything with.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I'm nobody, because this nobody has done, and Pat nobody has done excellent at causing them to go away, actually transmuting or converting them from a toxin into an essential fatty acid, which is a complement to the environment. So, and it does the same. Those products do the same, like as supplementation for the human body, as well as using them in heavy remediation out in the environment. It's the same thing going on. You've got organisms from nature that they love to eat certain things, and so it just so happens to be these probiotic strains love to eat heavy metals, petrochemicals. Things called forever chemicals, PFOSs, genetically modified proteins, and the like. And so pesticide residues, you know, all these contaminants actually are a food source for these organisms. And that's why, if we want to go into a little bit of background, that's why the conventional agricultural system is so adamant about sterilizing the soil, because their synthetic bugs and their pesticides don't really work real well in the presence of natural strong immunity from the environment. And so they have to go in and sterilize things to kill off the natural things. So then their synthetic manufactured bugs and products work the way they work. And so it's all, and that's the dogma in not just the medical system, but in the agricultural system. And that dogma is to control nature. And so my mentors have got me and taught me over the last 30 some years on how to work with nature, with natural science, not clinical science. There's a world of difference. Natural science is working with nature, not against or not trying to control it. And so that's where the regeneration kit is come into play, is because we figured out elements that are all natural, not synthetic at all, in a very raw form that the body recognizes as high vitality food.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, everybody in the chat, please, if you have any questions, because it's just going to go right by me if I can't see it in all capital letters. So right off, they're asking, is this regeneration kit a month supply, 2 month supply? How long will it last?
That's basically a 1 month supply. And then if you're in a bad place, meaning health wise, you're going to want to ramp up a little bit more. Unfortunately, y'all down there are living in an environment that is, the pollution is there. It's not going away real fast. And it seems to be exponentially increasing, because I was there a couple of times now, and the stress on my respiratory system, just being there a few days each time, was incredible. And y'all are living there. You're in that environment, living 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in that area. And so this is where, you know, taking a little bit more is not going to be a bad thing, because you're under basically like a constant attack, if you will. You look at it from that standpoint. The air is surrounded. The water column, this stuff is coming down the river. The water column, if you understand what the water column is not just wet water, but it's also the humidity that's in the air. And those SAR guys, search and rescue guys, and some of those other EMS people that I was seeing when I was down there last week, they've got all their mucosa linings, which is your mouth, your nose, your sinuses, your lungs, your eyes, your ears, all those, plus their skin is interfacing with that toxic water column all the time, especially if you're working in the water or whatnot. So you have to fortify yourself. You have to fortify. And then if you put the nutrition into the body, the way the things we have there on that link that you put up, mineralking.life, the regen kit, then your body then will be able to first freely give up the toxins and the junk. And then the microbes go in and help as well to detox, to clean, to, and then also that's your immunity right there. So you're putting good stuff in the form of elements, and then the probiotics or microbes, they help to decontaminate and to boost that immunity and just aid your overall wellness.
You know, when it was, for those that don't know, folks, we talked about it before, where I met up with Dr. Will over there. We met a bunch of firefighters and they were damaged just by getting in this water and stuff like that. We'll circle back to that here in a minute, but I wanted to ask Pat, I mean, you're a big believer in what's going on here, and you got me hooked on this protocol as well, which, by the way, folks, is so flipping easy. I mean, I've never been on an easier protocol. I mean, do you take this thing prophylactically, or do you wait until you get sick and then you start taking it now that you've been through, or how does it work?
No, I mean, for instance, my kids have been on this protocol for, years, and, because Will's the same way. Look, we woke up at age 19, age 20, had respiratory illness our entire childhood from a mix of, for him, ag chemicals, and me, mostly black mold, but probably some ag chemicals, just because I was always on the family farms. I'm sure that had something to do with it when I really think about it. But ultimately, when you wake up that way and you realize that it was always the environment that caused the problems, and then you start to dig into the research, you say, holy cow, I mean, for almost 40 years now, Will and I have been recognizing where our illness and most human beings' illnesses or health issues come from is the environment. We're not created imperfectly, and that's the thing that people have to realize. So that, for instance, people can dig into all the studies on antioxidants having the ability to remove heavy metals and toxins and things that don't belong, cellular debris, and a lot of toxins out of the cell, and repair DNA and all of those types of things. That's, again, 5% now is grown with natural input. So the antioxidant properties of plants and berries and fruits have been diminished greatly by the counterfeit nutrients that have been put in to the growing process, right? So that fulvic humic powder is the granddaddy of all shilajits or fulvic humics you're ever going to find. That is the most concentrated, nutrient-rich, water-soluble, bioavailable substance that I've been able to find. And I think Will concurs, or we'd use a new one. We'd use one that's better. And Will's been using and looking at humates in agriculture and livestock health and human health for, 30 plus years. He knows what he's talking about. So when you think about the antioxidant properties of over 1,500 different types of plants that have decomposed for 60,000 years into that concentrated nutrient powder, that's colloid minerals, the antioxidant properties are so wide ranging that you're going to affect cellular health in a positive way. And that's a big reason why. And then you put the true real probiotics with it that Will has, and you're going to, my kids called me up and said, Dad, these probiotics are amazing. Like, this stuff's amazing. And my kids are, just barely into their 20s. They've been aware of this stuff. I raised them that way to be aware of this. You know what I mean? So it comes down to Iowa, where I grew up, is the epicenter of cancer in America. It is jet black, the entire state. It is the epicenter of cancer, 50% higher than the rest of the country. It's the environment. It's all the chemicals used in mass amounts for decades and decades in agriculture, and of course manufacturing and other reasons. Our water, of course, is toxified with many chemicals, and we just have to know how to get that stuff out of us on a continual basis and replace it with high grade nutrients. And that's what this program does.
Yeah. So Dr. Will, we got a question here. If someone can only afford one product, which one would you recommend?
In the order of affordability, the Mineral King first, if at all, the Mineral King and the 100 plus probiotics together, they there's a synergy there. There is some probiotics in the Mineral King as well, because that is a natural raw product from nature. But I would absolutely recommend, if at all possible, at least the Mineral King and the 100 plus. The Methylene Blue is optional, but at least those two, because they complement each other. So on a vitality scale, together they're around 1,000 to 1,200 on the vitality scale. Individually, they're around that 500 to 600. So that's where together they really complement each other.
Hey, and let me just also put this out there, because anytime I would do a program like this, people are going to say, well, how are you aggrandizing yourself? Folks, I get absolutely nothing out of this. I make not a single dime, and these gentlemen can vouch for that. In fact, I insisted on it. It's more important to me. I don't have a discount code for you. I don't have any of those things.
Well, honestly, we do. So I know you're not getting any benefit from this, but I think it wasn't it, Pat? You got that code earlier today.
I think we were doing a detox for Billy's people, his listeners, for a 10% discount, weren't we?
Yeah, I think you get a discount, but Billy, just being clear, Billy refused to take any monetary compensation, but we still want to give a code, and it's detox, and you get a 10% off at checkout.
And folks, the reason for that is, look, it's this important. I had a pretty long conversation with Pat the other day regarding this, and I'm like, it means way more. It's way more important to me that you guys are able to get this stuff than to aggrandize myself. I mean, like I said, if I were interested in making a lot of money, I would have jumped at the deal that got thrown at me earlier today. I don't know if I'm going to talk about that publicly, but I talked to Dr. Will a little bit about it. I didn't really get a chance to tell him the whole thing, but look, it's not about the money. It's about getting in the hands of the people that need it, the stuff that's going to heal them, because I am on this protocol right now. In fact, folks, be warned, if you get the whole protocol, that methylene blue, I called up Pat the next day. I was like, dude, I thought something was wrong, and Michelle was laughing her butt off, because I'm like, dude, what kind of cleaner is she using in this toilet that turns everything blue? She doesn't use any toxic. Man, what's going on here? I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just seeing things, because I was like, my head, like so many people, you know, type A's or whatever, I'm my head's always in 10 different things at the same time. By the time I look down, I'm like, okay, that's maybe she went back to use these chemicals again. Then when it happened the third time, I'm like, all right, man, we got problems, bro. So I called up Pat. We're driving to go do a consultation somewhere, and I call up Pat, and he's already laughing like he knew what was. He said, what do you think, you're a smurf or something? Or I don't remember what you said, but Michelle's just busting out over there because she's taken methylene blue before, and I'm like, nobody ever mentioned, hey, one of the, I mean, hey, is that normal, first of all, bro, or am I about to turn into one of the X-Men?
Well, you are turning into one of the X-Men, but the methylene blue only needs to be taken for a month or two max. And that's it, to take care of nervous system and brain reset and things like that. So Will can elaborate on that. And, you know, obviously we have to follow a line here in information and how this is, you know, given to people. But you're only going to pee blue for a month or two, Billy. You'll be okay.
Well, hanging out with you guys, I'm not going to be known as one of the X-Men, more like the excommunicated men, because there's a whole gang of people out there that do not want this out there. And by the way, folks, if by some chance something gets said or we lose the feed, we're going to have it on Rumble. Excuse me. Once again, X, you know, that very free platform, for some reason we just can't seem to post over there right now. Could be operator error, but I'm not so sure. All right.
Chances are not.
A lot of questions going on, too. And my co-host of the Conspiracy Farm, Jeff Wilson, chimed in. And love Jeff. I hope he's still listening. And thanks for joining, brother.
Yeah, that's actually where I discussed. I was like, hold on, Pat's doing a podcast? I used to listen. I was an avid listener to your podcast, but I thought it was great. And in fact, I'm actually thinking about opening up another podcast where I kind of get into that stuff, because, you know, I don't know how deep we can go in a permaculture, you know, we can talk about health in a permaculture podcast, but I don't know how deep we can get into some of these other things where I really want to go deep, more in the esoteric world, but that's another conversation. Does the cold weather affect these toxins at all, Dr. Will?
Yeah, to some extent, but it doesn't cause them to go away any faster. So just look at that question here. Does the cold weather kill these toxins? So in order to kill something, they have to be alive. The toxins are synthetics. whether it be radioactivity or metals or these petroleum-based plastic ingredients and all these other synthetics, they're not alive, so they can't be killed in that regard. But they can be digested, and a lot of these. A lot of these elements that we found on the riverbank in the river and now in people down in your area, they have a half-life, some of these, of like anywhere from 80 to 150 years, a half-life. And so they're not going to go away real easily, especially if they're like in the soil, they're just not going to go away very easy. So, and again, you're doing some demonstrations down there on the soil as well. So we'll be able to get some in the future, near future here, some really good information from those demonstrations, aren't we, Billy?
Yeah, we I have multiple sites going. I got one that the public knows about, but I got a number of them that nobody knows about except for me and Michelle. And there's a reason for that, folks. I'm keeping some of this stuff in a more of a clandestine mode. Just in case some hooplehead wants to go out there and feed us all one giant crap sandwich and say, oh, see, it doesn't look, there's a public one and there's a whole lot going private. So, yeah, I didn't just step out of the cotton fields, folks. You're not going to get me that easy.
Yeah, there's a question here. It said, what about young children? Can they take these products to help them? If not, what can one do for, yeah, because for Psalms 125 and anybody else asking about kids, again, my kids have been on these types of products their entire lives. So you just smaller amounts, of course, but they're organic. You know, the 100 plus and the fulvicumic acid, 100%. These are absolutely beneficial, and they're the nutrients and the probiotics that we used to get from our food before synthetics were used to grow food. You know, that's what kept you strong. That's why when you look at guys in the 1800s into the early 1900s who were catch-as-catch-can wrestlers, Farmer Burns, Gotch, Earl Lederman, all these guys, that's why their necks are this big and they look like they're on a list of steroids as long as my leg, because they had nutrients in the soil still. These guys were monsters. So, your children can absolutely use these products.
And yeah, these are all natural at all. I've used these things with babies that are only days old, seriously. And so this is it's all natural, like Pat was saying. So there's nothing here that's synthetic or harmful.
That's what I'm talking about. Did you say that discount code is using detox, that 10%?
Detox is the word, yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put that on the screen for anybody else out there. And I wanted to make sure. Dr. Will, there's a number of people out here, and you and I briefly talked about it a little bit earlier. They're thinking that if they just take some zeolite, there's a product out there. I can't name it right now because Dr. Anna Mihalchik, who does incredible work right now, she was basically talking about it, and she's probably going to get sued regarding her criticism of a product that champions zeolite. And a lot of people are thinking, oh, this is the way to go. I need to use this zeolite product to chelate this stuff out of me. You were, even though you don't know this, but since you and I talked, I actually listened to her today discuss this very product and how it was more dangerous than the actual things that they were trying to chelate. What was your reasoning for saying, hey, maybe avoid the zeolite?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of zeolite on the testing side of it, as well as the use of it, because there's other elements like the humic and fulvic that we have. Is for one, the vitality of it is so much higher. The recognizability of for the body, you know, we call it a bioavailability, electrical availability, the body recognizing it as something of value. It's just a way better source than almost all the zeolite on the. I mean, there's a lot of marketing out there for a lot of crap. And zeolite, in my opinion, is one of them, because it's cheap, it's readily available, And except that if you want to be healthy, it's something that's not going to really get you to that really high vitality healthy, I call vibrant health. And that's what I'm after. I'm after, like Pat, I want to win the championship. I don't want to just play around. And so I want the absolute best product. And sometimes it's not the cheapest. And that's what we have. That's why I have what we have for products.
Yeah. She was actually going on saying that they actually found in some of this stuff, some of these products that they're selling actually higher nuclear. I mean, there's like, I mean, it's just awful stuff in there that the numbers are higher than the actual stuff it's supposed to chelate. So it sounds like people that think, oh, zeolite's the answer, you're saying you're in deep opposition. You're bitterly opposed to it. Is that correct?
That's a fair statement.
Okay. Yeah. So we got another question here. I'm not sure if this is a question or a statement. Only distillation kills toxins, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, distillation is only going to concentrate the toxins into the wastewater going out of the distillation. It does strip the junk out of water. It doesn't make the water really vital, but it does clean. But no, our process is digestion. The organisms that we have, first of all, the chelation or the sequestering ability of the things that we're putting into the body. The body then uses it as nutrition and then gives up the toxins on a cellular level. And then the probiotics or microbes, they actually create enzymes and exudates to break down the toxins. And so once they break them down, they are converting. I like to use the word transmuting because it's not just chelating. They're actually digesting the heavy metal, the petrochemical, the radioactive elements and stuff into essential fatty acids, which are then food for us or the environment if we're doing remediation out into the environment. We're taking a toxin and through a natural process of digestion, it's being converted or transmuted into a beneficial element.
Now, I got to ask, are there any contraindications? I mean, with, let's say somebody's taking a multivitamin here and there, or they're taking on something else, like over here with Mountainside, my friends Ken and Amy, which, by the way, raised the best turkey I ever ate in my life. I'm going to have to be cryptic about how I read this, because this is the kind of statement, and thank you, Ken and Amy, for putting it the way you did. It's what they're talking about right now is, remember, Doc and Pat, the thing I said that got me kicked off with Jonathan Otto a couple of weeks ago when we talked about it, it begins with CHL, and there's the second part of that begins with DIO. Hopefully you can read in between the lines there.
What you're talking about.
Okay. They say that they're currently on protocol B of the liquid that we cannot discuss here. Does this regeneration kit go hand in hand or replace it? Can they basically do it at the same time, or is it going to mess things up?
No, actually we manufacture and sell a product similar to that. We call it something different, but it will enhance, but you just can't take it at the same time. So if you're on protocol B, for instance, you want to take that, say at noon, you want to take the probiotics and the Mineral King away from that, because the protocol B there oxidizes, which it amps up the oxygen, which then it kills or substantially causes our the Mineral King and the probiotics to not work as well as they could, because it's going to diminish the microbial activity if you take it too close to that protocol B that was mentioned.
Is that the same reason why you can't take vitamin C within 3 hours of taking that protocol B?
Yes, because the vitamin C, when you're taking that, actually causes that particular protocol to be diminished and expires faster, if you will. It metabolizes through faster.
What's going on, Pat? They found you, bro. They say they can't access the website from Canada. What's up with that, fellas?
Well, we initially started right now just in you know, the continental United States, you know, and just so people know how over kind of the target we've always been is that there's been some freezing of our, let's just say, income now and then. We'll just say that. So,
yeah,
you know, things that we're doing, you know, again, we're just doing our best to, because I've got, you know, I've got kids. We've all got kids. We just want beautiful things to happen for them and everybody out there. That's what this is about, right? Again, it's just about the kids.
We have a workaround. Can we give the office number, Pat? What do you think? You want to give the office number for those that? I mean, I have it. What do you think? I mean, I'm just thinking this is kind of, we're live here. We didn't rehearse any of this, so.
I don't think that's a terrible idea, right?
Okay. So, Billy, I'm going to say this. If you want to type it then, in it, you want me to, or send you a text, or how do you want to do this?
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and say it, we have Denise that can probably put it here in the chat, and then maybe at some point we can put it across the screen. But at the end of the day, I know Michelle will be able to add it. She'll be able to add it to the people that come and watch it later. So fire away.
Okay, it's 304-940-8218, and you're most likely going to have to leave a message. We do get a fair amount of calls on a daily basis during business hours. It's going to go to voicemail if it's not between 9 and 5. So you're regardless though, just leave a message and one of the team will get back to you. Please leave your phone number. Talk slow and clearly as you can into the phone. And then one of our team members will get back to you.
Yeah. Don't leave any love messages for Dr. Will either. I mean, this is all about business.
I mean, you can, it really does, make, entertainment purposes for the staff. They always love giving me a hard time.
Yeah, you're doing great work out there, Doc. That's why they love you. Here's a really great question. Can pregnant and, nursing women take this stuff?
Absolutely. Yep. And so, you don't mind if we just give a little bit of more background, do you, Billy?
That's why we're here.
We got to bring things into perspective. So everyone can go online and look up, it's a free PDF online, and look up Senate document, U.S. Senate document 264. Look it up. Okay. This was an article that was written in the Cosmopolitan magazine in 1936. It was so impactful that it was read onto the Senate record. In that article called The Miracle Men, out of the Cosmopolitan in 1936, it stated the soil was deficient then in our country.
Wow.
In 1936. And men, they said the Miracle Men thing was people's men, their stomachs were not big enough to consume the broad diversity of plants and animals to pull the needed nutrition out of it because it's not there. And so it talked in 1936 about what we're experiencing right now. It's even worse because they're still using the same agricultural philosophies. Even almost worse now years, because we have synthetic.
Almost 100 years later.
Yeah, that's 90 yeah. years ago.
We read that document on our podcast a decade ago. And, you know, it was so mind-numbingly insane to have people responding going, oh, this is ridiculous. This is a lie. This is a conspiracy. This is... Now I think everybody at least consciousness is waking up and saying, okay, wait a minute. Why is everyone sick in America? Why is everyone obese? Why are 30-year-olds riding around in grocery stores in hover rounds? You know, why are kids epidemically coming down with, you know, all kinds of illnesses. This is, I mean,
this I've is, got.
Go ahead.
I've got people that I've talked to recently in the last month that they were born, and these are in 30-year-olds. They were born with diabetes. They were born with lactose intolerance. They were born with cancer tumors in their brain. They were born with these problems. That where is this? I mean, this is what we're dealing with right now. That's why that article, if for people really to get their head wrapped around the situation, is in, we're in a dire state here. I mean, I was introduced to that article in the 90s, and which were just, I realized that, and I'm like, holy crap. No wonder my dad's got to use chemicals, pesticides, because the plants are so unhealthy and so lacking nutrition that there's no immune system there anymore.
Yeah, but when
we're the same way.
Yeah, but see, people think that all you need to make a plant grow is NPK. Which is absolutely absurd.
Oh, it'll grow. It'll grow.
It'll grow, but it has no nutrition in it.
Exactly. Or immune system.
There you go. It's like tasting a tomato that you raised on your farm. Yeah, and I tell people, you're better off. I kid you not, you will grow a better tomato at your home with Miracle-Gro than anything you could find at Whole Foods.
Now that you bring up Miracle-Gro, Miracle-Gro is now in the center of a massive lawsuit. Because they use biosolids, wastewater treatment sludge in their products for years. And people have been sprinkling that in their gardens and all over their lawns for decades.
Yeah. And now they're going to pay the piper. But going back to that study, I mean, it only got ramped up after World War II when we had, I mean, there's a really good work on this. Joel Salatin talks about it a great deal as well. After World War II, we had all these petrochemicals, bombs, and everything else. And they're thinking, oh, snap, what do we do with all this stuff? Oh, let's give it to the farmers because that sounds like a real good idea and have them put it out in the fields over here. And it's been our number one export is soil in our country. I don't want to go too far afield because I can, man, if I start talking about this stuff, I'm going to monologue.
Statistics, when you're talking statistics, though, Billy, our biggest gross domestic product is what?
I'm going to guess pornography.
It's so, war. It's war. It's war. It's
healthcare. Well, healthcare at $4.4 trillion with a T dollars. Now listen to this: $4.4 trillion for healthcare of Americans, largest GDP number. And by 2034, that is estimated to hit $7.7 trillion. And they're expecting all of us to contribute to that because our health is not going to go back the other way unless we do something about it.
Well, that's what I love. You know, that's why I love permaculture. That's why I love what you guys are offering here. And like I said, being on your regimen, you know, outside of thinking, you know, I'm in the middle of a Harry Potter episode when what's coming out the end of me is looking, I'm thinking, dude, am I like at Hogwarts right now? Somebody just cast a spell on me. But outside of, you know, that side effect, which by the way, you only use it for a month. So depending on your condition, but outside of that, I'm like, man, this is a really easy protocol and it's going to drag all this crap out of me. I feel better already. And I've been on it like a very short while and I'm really liking what's up. I can't wait to report on down the road what it feels like. Bill Zegley's asking, so while on the regimen, I guess I should ask this because Doc, I use my urine around here, in my compost. So while on the regimen in Ping Blue, can you use the urine for trees and composting? I mean, it seems like, I don't know if anybody's ever done that research, but do you have an answer for that? So the urine I use in the compost, you have any hypothesis as to whether or not that's going to be a good or a bad thing? I would imagine it wouldn't matter.
It's not going to hurt the compost. I actually used it in a composting toilet before and it didn't slow anything down at all over time. So it's, once it goes out and it goes into your compost pile,
it's going to get broken down by the microbes anyway.
Right.
Okay. We got to cover this one because this one here says, look up Masterpiece, Doc, Dr. Will. You must know about this. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware. That's why we have our own. That's why we use the products we do. That's quite inferior, actually, to the things that we do.
Remember that zeolite I was just talking about a little while ago, folks? You know, yeah. I was thinking this was good. I've actually used that product, and turns out I was poisoning myself. So, yeah. And I just love the idea that I'm able to use nature to chelate all this junk out of me, especially being in the middle of where I am right now. Pat, do you you don't train fighters and stuff anymore, as I understand it, but I mean, do you put people on this protocol, or do they adjust it? Like, let's say you got an athlete out there, what can they expect using this stuff?
Well, as far as athletes go, I've got a lot of research. Certainly everybody from combat sports athletes, world champions, to world-class ultra runners, to swimmers, to, you know, marathoners, you know. So, you know, to give you an example again, I'll give you a couple examples. I was commentating a world title fight several years ago, and a guy that was fighting was more of a wrestler. He'd take people down and kind of grind them out and beat them and things like that. He was fighting a guy who was an amazing striker out of LA, and this wrestler comes out, and he's moving around, dancing, amazing footwork, head movement, and outboxing and outstriking an incredible world-class striker out of nowhere. And I was commentating for this. It was a five-round fight, of course, because it was a world title fight. And the whole time I was saying, I can't believe how this kid's moving. This kid's totally changed. His style is completely different. I don't know where the energy's coming from. I can't even explain to the viewers at home how much energy it takes to do and move like this man is moving tonight. Because it was incredible to watch. And after the fights, everybody went back to the hotel, and he walked up to me and he pulled me off to the side and he said, "Hey, Mr. Miletich, just wanted to let you know I was on your products for the whole camp." He goes, "Turned me into a totally different guy, man." He goes, "My endurance is endless now." And the 50 plus year old ultra runners that got on this protocol for Mineral King lowered their now these guys have been running for decades and they're in their 50s and they run 100 miles in one day, right? They're already incredible athletes, but they lowered their per mile times, not total runs time, 20, 30, 40 mile training runs, lowered their per mile time by a minute to a minute and a half, every single one of them, and their heart rates were 30 beats less per minute. So wow. You can't do that unless cellular energy is being generated, massive amounts of oxygen, cellular oxygen is being generated. There's a lot of things going on to where 50 plus year olds are suddenly dropping time and their heart rates are going down. That's unheard of.
And it's using the same protocol?
100%.
All right. Well, I'm jogging all the time. Let's see what happens here, man. Yeah. So we got a pretty good question here from Laura. It says, do homemade ferments have the probiotics we need?
We need, yes, but they're not the same as the ones we have, because homemade ferments are those easily fermentables, your acidophilus, lactobacillus, and so forth. The probiotics we have are soil organisms, which are much different. They are very different in their fermentation parameters, and so it's not easy to duplicate those at home. So, yes, you need some of those, the acidophilus and lactobacilluses, but what you're getting in our products are not the same. We have soil organisms, which are transient. They're designed to be in the food chain all the time, but they're not because of industrialization. So,
and then the question, who's a nurse, Amy? Yeah, read that real quick. And
yeah, it does.
Will can talk about that because of the short time that you're using just for the reset of the nervous system, Will. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe explain this one, Dr. Will. Does the methylene blue in the concentration you encapsulate precipitate into the organs. As a nurse, we stopped using it because organ discoloration was noted on autopsy, especially liver. Well, I ain't let nobody in to look. So, yeah, and you only use it for a short period of time. But, yeah, take it away, Dr. Will.
Yeah, well, we only use it, recommend it for a short period of time. And then it may or may not. I can tell you that I've taken 3 times the dose that we recommend for over 12 months daily and monitored my liver, kidney, and other, my whole, I was getting scanned every week while I was doing this and had zero complications, zero issues with the liver, zero issues with kidney. And that's when we discovered through my personal experimentation with my lab on, we don't need to be on this stuff forever. This is more of a, it's a medicinal issue. It's a medicine, and it's not designed to be taken all the time. It's taken for a shorter period, like a 30 to 60 days, in general cases, and then do that periodically, as a medicinal issue. So, I don't know. I've not done autopsies and all that, but I can tell you by taking exaggerated dosages for extended periods of time, there's no physical issues that I had, as well as the hundreds and thousands of people that I consult with on a weekly basis.
You know what I think was really, really awesome from the word go is that you have the only protocol I've ever seen in my life where people stop taking part of it. Most people want to sell product. I've never seen a situation where somebody says, okay, and I don't care who you pick your biohacker, whether it's Gary Brecka or, I mean, take your pick out there. You take this and you take it for the rest of your life. Yours, you're like, okay, take this. And then now you're saving yourself some money because now you don't have to buy the methylene blue. And, you know, it. That's one thing I love about you guys from the word go is you never try to sell me anything. It's like, hey, look, solutions, and whatever money you make is a byproduct, it seems, of just doing good, honest work. Is that how you roll, Pat?
Well, I mean, look, everybody's got to make a living. These substances and these products do cost money for us, so we do have to make a living. But no, Will and I are definitely not rich. We've never been rich. We're working hard, you know, blue collar guys that have always stuck to our guns in terms of what creates superhumans and immune function and all those things. And then somebody said here, though, real quick, I wanted to jump into this. What are the capsules made of? They're veggie caps, so people understand that they are, and Will can elaborate on that if you
want. Well, they are not veggie caps.
No?
No, I refuse to use cellulose. I will not use a veggie cap. These are gelatin collagen. These are actually nutritional. The capsules themselves have a nutritional content, where the veggie caps I will never use a veggie cap. They're just not. That's not it for me.
Yeah, you're all about that meat, Dr. Will. I sat down and ate dinner with you one time and I was like, okay, so you pretty much eat, I mean, pretty much what, meat and certain types of vegetables, and you stay away from a lot of. Now, in addition to this, what other diet would you guys recommend? I mean, you know, you can't go out here and eat McDonald's every day, or first of all, if you're eating that garbage anyway.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Don Trump and his whole administration eats McDonald's every day. No. So just stop it.
I couldn't even believe.
I mean, they're on Air Force One. I mean, him and Elon and, you know, RFK, they're lining up the Big Macs and they're going to town.
Yeah, but
I can't believe that.
To the credit of
they're playing everybody. They're playing everybody.
To the credit of RFK Jr., he looked pissed off. He was looking at like, come on, man, are you really you guys really gonna try to feed me this garbage? So let me hit on another thing. Like, what would you guys suggest in terms of, I mean, obviously you can't maintain a lousy lifestyle eating garbage and then think you're just going to, oh, hey, let's go out here and go eat McDonald's 7 days a week. But hey, we got Dr. Will and Pat's protocol over here, and we're all good to go. I mean, what kind of diet would you recommend?
Well, the first thing that I recommend is to not eat is never consume grain, cereal grains, nuts, or seeds, or anything made from them. That's that I will go at this point. That is my first rule. If you want to be healthy, you cannot eat those items because those items, they're not going to expand your health. They're going to take your health from you.
And what are in seeds? Will help people understand what are in seeds that prevent a lot of animals anyway from wanting to eat them anyway. What builds up in your system?
The first one is the seed oil, and this is where whole seeds have that oil that's naturally in them. And if you can refer to a couple of books. Well, the first one that comes to mind is the Big Fat Surprise. She does a really good job in that book of laying out what these cereal grain seeds and nut oils and all these other items, they really cause detrimental to your health. They're called rapeseed for a reason when you're looking at canola, because these other items. And so just look at it from a natural standpoint. The plant can't run from the enemy or from the predator, so it's created a lot of chemistry that is put into the baby of the plant to protect the species. And so I've just found over the years that that is one of the biggest things that that is really hard on your health, is consuming a lot of the grains, nuts, and seeds in those products. I know in the prepping and the permaculture community, that's kind of flies in the face a little bit, but I discovered that when I started having kids in the 90s, that my three-year-old daughter, who now basically runs overseas in the warehouse, was 3 years old, and she used to say every time after our morning cereal, because at one point in time, I raised my own grains. I did wild ricing and so forth. And she would say after breakfast, "Daddy, it feels like the world's in my belly." And she was extremely bloated and inflamed. And so that really, she led me down this path of figuring out why she was being bloated and not feeling good after we just ate this 5-grain whole grain cereal we just ate for breakfast. And so I converted my entire farm at one point in the 90s, in the early part of the 90s. I was making and raising grain and selling bread. I converted to dairy my whole farm 1 year. When I figured out what was going on, I converted everything to dairy, grass-based dairy, back in the 90s, and haven't looked back since. And that seems to be the biggest contributor to ill health, that most people, that's their daily intake. And I haven't consumed, once in a while I will here and there, but for the most part, almost 20 years since, well, more longer than that, since the 90s, I haven't consumed that stuff at least at all, yeah, on Boodle, a daily basis. Well,
Boodle here saying, I eat a lot of walnuts, pecans. Should we stop eating those?
Well, I recommend people stop, but everyone's got to make their choices. I can say that if you want to achieve vibrant health, you cannot eat things that will sit on your cupboard, on your countertop for decades without rotting. So that's my philosophy, because it's the rock to rot theory. And I was taught that a long time ago. If it doesn't start to rot on your countertop, you should never eat it, because if the bacteria and the fungus in the air will not consider it food, then your body will not, because it's those organisms that are inside of us that break it down. So, wow. I mean,
something else. I never heard it quite put that
way. Yeah, go ahead, Billy. Sorry.
No, it makes it, I never heard it quite put that way. I mean, Pat, it seems like that, I'm going to definitely, because this is a conspiracy, if you ask me. I mean, it sounds like the whole food pyramid's inverted then, based on what Dr. Will just talked about.
Basically, yeah. And, you know, like things like roasted almonds, the oil in them are rancid at that point, even worse by doing, you know, doing that. But, yeah, I mean, you think about when I was a kid and Will was a kid. I'm a little bit older than Will and older than you, but we grew up on the same food pyramid. The whole thing was a lie. The whole entire thing was a lie. I mean, it should be meat. It should be eggs. It should be lard. It should be tallow. It should be fruit. It should be vegetables, all grown with natural inputs. You know, think about it. This is what I say to people is, well, they say, what should I eat? Well, I guess ultimately, if I was a caveman, what would I eat? I'd eat stuff that I could kill and I could pick, right? Fruits, vegetables, and animals. That's what I would eat. That's the natural way, right?
Now, I got to say it. I mean, my mind was a little bit blown there because I didn't think about the whole notion of if it will not rot on the counter. I mean, it's like that thing that they do at McDonald's where they take a Happy Meal. We actually did this experiment with Happy Meal. We stuck it up in the windowsill at a VA hospital, and that thing sits there to this day. The fries don't rot. The bread doesn't rot. The meat doesn't rot. It is as hard as woodpecker lips sitting right there in that windowsill. And ain't nobody doing, nobody can do anything with this stuff. You try to take it, it's hydrophobic, man. You can't even put it in a bucket of water and it will not even suck up the water and reconstitute this stuff. But I never really thought about that in terms of nuts. So, Will, man, what are we going to do now? Find out John Wayne was gay or something? I mean, come on,
don't
man.
Don't say that about John Wayne's from Iowa, dude. Don't even go there.
No. Hey, you got me all freaked out, dude, telling me that, first of all, Iowa was black. I was like, man, I was up there. I didn't see one brother running around one time.
Hey, you know what? Listen. Now, let's get something straight, Billy. I had another brother from Texas come up to Iowa and say there were no black people in Iowa, and he's wrong. He's 100% wrong, so knock that shit off.
Now, we got another question here, and we probably ought to take it to a close. But yeah, I got to do another. We're going to have to do this again because there's a whole constellation of things I didn't even get to. Can you use homemade fermented products? Like, and I think to a certain extent you covered this, like kefir, yogurt, kombucha, simultaneously with your probiotics. Will they cohabitate in the gut?
Absolutely. So I've got some stories to tell you because we monitor these things. I'm actually finding people that are getting acidophilus and lactobacillus infections in their body because their immune systems are just so bad, because those are easily fermentable organisms, and people are consuming them on a very overdosing daily amounts of these things. And they don't have the organisms that we have. We have the transient organisms, meaning they're designed to travel through us from the food that we eat. They do not reproduce inside of us because the parameters inside of us are not their natural existence in the soil, in the earth. And so they were just in the food chain. They're no longer in the food chain because of synthetics, chemical pesticides, and chemical fertilizers, and so forth. But they are a necessary part of our immune system and our digestion in our gut, as well as the whole system, because these organisms don't just stay in the gut. They go throughout the body doing their thing. They're like, I liken them to little Pac-Men. They go around and they look for things. They eat things. Some of these strains, they absolutely love, say, arsenic, or they love plastic, or they love these certain, toxins in our body. They actually go and they're drawn to those areas because they're smart little things. And they're like little Pac-Men. They go and clean everything out. Kind of like a bird on the back of a cow picking a grub off the back of that cow. But they're not in the food chain anymore. But they do absolutely blend with, enhance the fermentable ones like kimchi or kefir or yogurt, like it's in that question there. So they definitely blend well and enhance the I can't think of the word right now, but anyhow, there's no negative effect with our stuff mixed with those homemade fermented products.
Wow. Fantastic information here. And for all the people that have been hitting me up about, hey, what about solutions? What about solutions? Well, you just got presented a whole constellation of solutions. And honestly, as they pointed out, and as I don't know how many guests on this show, whether it's Joel Salatin, Greg, Judy, you name it, myself, a lot of people that know something about this industry realize that you're not going to find what it is, just like the study that Dr. Will talked about earlier. You're not going to find this stuff in the food. So if we're going to get this junk out of us and live in optimum health, you're going to need some other solutions. You're going to need alternatives. One more time, tell everybody where they can find the products you're looking for. And that discount code was?
Yeah, they can go to mineralking.life and the word is detox for the 10% discount for all of your listeners. So, and again, Billy absolutely said no to any percentage of any of the income from this. And so, so we said, well, let's just give a 10% discount and get that out there to the listeners at least.
Yeah, these guys are awesome. Hey, thanks so much for being on. I want to thank everybody in the chat. And y'all, this is the kind of information, if you know anybody, look, anybody in your life that's suffering with any kind of health issue, if there's anything in particular you want us to cover next time, please, because I'm going to be doing subsequent shows with these guys because there's still so much more going on and so much more that's still happening around here. There's just entirely too much to cover in this one episode, y'all. We're just not going to be able to get to all of it. And we have an ongoing disaster that's happening right now. I was literally there when Dr. Will had to treat a whole gang of firefighters. You're not going to hear that in mainstream media, but this is the kind of unsung hero work that he's doing on his own dime to go help these guys out. Literally saw him drop off, I don't know how much product, just to help these guys out. And Dr. Will, how are they doing these days? I understand that not long afterwards, I mean, they were doing better just since you treated them with this stuff.
Absolutely. Then I left a bunch there and taught them how to use things. And they're, I just had a text the other day, just absolutely thanking me to have that. You stopped by as well. And, you know, we're just keeping the word up and keeping people aware that the stuff going on is still there. It's continuing on. And the narrative that is the one that you're supposed to believe is really not the correct narrative out there.
Oh, by the way, Michelle said to let you know that soap. Oh my goodness. That soap you dropped off. I mean, I was like, okay, man, can you wash dishes with this stuff? So she's doing everything from, I thought it was your soap that had my pee turning blue. I was like, man, this doesn't make any sense at all. She's using that stuff in the, you know, cleaning the bathrooms, washing the dishes. I mean, can you take a shower with this stuff too? I mean, is it?
That's the only cleaner I use. Yeah. Yes. I brush my teeth with it. I wash my truck engine with it. Yeah.
That's when Billy, when Will and I were on the road together for 5 or 6 weeks, every time we'd stop at a truck stop in his 40-foot camper, he'd hand me a little container full of the soap for the shower at the truck stop, So yeah, it can be used dishwasher, washing clothes. Yeah. Like he says,
if you call into the office to place your order, just mention that. And, to any of the girls, that answer the phone, and then we hook you up with a sample as well. Just, So we're getting ready to launch that product. And that was one of the products that I was using down there with those SAR guys, because it does decontaminate on the exterior of your body, but it doesn't harm your skin. It actually aids to the health of your skin, but it detoxes. It does a lot of that chemistry there, that natural chemistry in that cleaner is a miracle in and of itself.
And it's important, Billy, to know, I'm disappointed to tell you, there's one condition that none of these products fixes.
Stupidity?
Well, no. Cauliflower ear.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, and you know what they say, dude? Never smart off to anybody with cauliflower ear, man. You know, you're probably going to get your pet's probably going to strangle you and knock your teeth down your throat in the process. So, yeah, never mess with anybody with a cauliflower ear. But yeah, that soap, she said, I can't believe, I mean, she's using that stuff on everything. I was like, man, there is no way you can sit here and do all this stuff with it. But you're telling me you brush your teeth with it too? That used to be a punishment when I was a kid.
Not anymore.
It doesn't taste like regular soap. I mean, if I go, you guys aren't fooling around with me, are you, man? You can really do this?
No, I do. I literally do. I brush my teeth with it several times a month. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I might
What's have the name? To... Will, they want to know the name of it.
It's called This Soap. This soap does it all.
Yeah, it wasn't, I mean, that. I was like, yeah, I was trying to figure out the name of it myself, but man, she is, I mean, she's doing laundry with it. I'm like, there is no way this stuff is doing all that it's doing. But she said, hey, next time you tell Dr. Will, tell him I absolutely love this soap. She's cleaning yeah. stuff with it, washing dishes with it, doing laundry with it. I'm like, wow, I can't even believe this stuff is, I mean, you're a genius, doc. I got to give it to you. Hey, remember, reach out, folks. We got www.mineralking.life. Promo code, not promo code, discount code detox is going to get you 10% off. And so go check it out. We'll have these guys on again, y'all, because there's so many breaking things that are happening right now. I'm going to get off here now, and I got to talk to these guys privately about something that's broken since. And just stay alert, stay alive, y'all, because we live in a crazy world. Hey, and thanks expect, for coming on, Pat.
Expect some detox effects that when the toxins are coming out of you, you need to expect that you might feel off a little bit because that's natural. You might have some diarrhea. That's natural. Just understand that the bad stuff is coming out of your body. That's just expect it.
Yeah, anything you want to add, Dr. Will?
No, that pretty much covers it. It's called Herxheimer reaction or a healing event. Your body is sloughing off the junk, and sometimes it can be a little intense for a while. You know, nauseous feeling, headache, cramping. You know, a loose stool. You know, those are all. It could be even flu-like type symptoms this time of year. Those are all healing or Herxheimer reactions that your body's getting junk out of it, and these tools help your body do that. So,
all right. That's what I'm talking about. All right. I want to thank my guests and I want to thank everybody in this chat, y'all. Until next time, stay alert, stay alive. I'm talking saucy. All they want to build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. I'm a kamikaze. Got me out of body like I'm Goku SS3. They want to push me to the center like a cell. They want to spin up at the center of the nexus. Me. They want me to battle. But I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. I will never bow down. Cause I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. They want me to battle. I'm a warrior.